My kids called me bruh the other day. We've hit that stage in the Stewart household. And then we quickly ended that stage. Not cool, bruh. Not cool. Nonetheless, it was another reminder, especially as school begins, that our kids are highly influenced by their peers. But if we're being honest, adults are too. The more we read certain authors or listen to certain podcasters or influencers, the more we parrot what they're saying and what they're doing. I've noticed that the more that I hang out with the same friends, the more I pick up their catchphrases and their mannerisms. Sometimes when I'm singing along with an artist in the car, I realize I'm copying their tonal quality. I have even found myself on occasion adopting the style and gestures of other pastors when I preach. It's rarely intentional. It's often not something we're cognizant of. It's natural that the more time we spend around someone, especially someone that we respect, the more we begin to emulate them. It's a psychological effect, honestly, known as mirroring. And it's part of the way that we build safety and social bonds. But what this means is that we are always being led by someone, consciously or not. It also means that we are always leading someone, intentionally or not. And that's to say nothing of parents leading their children, supervisors leading their employees, captains leading teams, people leading committees. The question in life is not if we are a leader. The question is what kind of leader we want to be. Turns out Jesus had plenty to say and show about how we might lead. In our gospel story today, he flipped the script on the disciples' understanding of leadership. They were still waiting for this conquering war hero to take over Rome, and yet he knelt on the floor, and he took on a servant's role, and he showed them compassion by washing their feet. He modeled his idea of leadership, and then he told them not just to ponder what he had done, but to emulate it. He said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." If we are going to call Jesus our teacher, our leader, the highest authority in our lives, then it only makes sense that we would be spending enough time with him, learning from him, following him, that we begin to act like him. And if not, we shouldn't be using those titles. They're empty. They make no sense. Welcome, friends, to the Lead Like Jesus sermon series. This fall, our sermons will move alongside the Leadership Development Committee's Lead Like Jesus Sunday morning Bible study, where together we will explore the leadership qualities of Jesus deeply enough that he might become the ultimate influencer in our lives, someone we mirror with intention and regularity. Jesus' leadership changed the whole world. Literally, it started where he was, and it continues to change the world today. How was he so influential? Well, because his leadership was so different from the ways of the world and the empire, both then and still now today. I mean, even think about the word Lord, this title used in today's text and throughout the New Testament. Lord, Lord, Lord. It can seem to imply that Jesus is just like the rest of the leaders we see. Lord language is often tied to the feudal system, where the Lord was the landowner and the ruler, the end-all be-all, and truly lorded it over his people. He alone made sure they got what they needed for abundant life, except it didn't usually happen that way. Resources were not shared in a balanced way, and they, along with power, were hoarded. The word Lord doesn't get much better in our country's history of slavery, where the master, the lord of the house, presumed to literally own people, creating dangerous living conditions, work demands, and punishment as he pleased and for his own gain. When we use the term Lord for Jesus, we have to be very careful. And we should be clear that while he does have full authority, he would balk at our understanding and our baggage of the word as one who rules over others with absolute power. Jesus never used his leadership to subjugate. He used it only to unite, encourage, welcome, heal, love, and serve. So as we are looking to Jesus as our Lord and our teacher, our leader, this series reminds us that he is not what the world expects. Jesus is not power hungry. He's not looking to control us or even demand obedience from us. He is looking to offer us the best life possible. And he does this by showing it with his own life first. More so, we find that he's bold when he needs to be, but it doesn't make him hard. He's strategic, but he's not a control freak. He's confident, but he's not arrogant. And we will find that he is truly the right person to lead in every way, and yet he empowers everyone around him in their own leadership to utilize their own gifts. Jesus offers us an upside-down worldview of leadership, and it's done carefully, intentionally, and with wisdom. And then he asks us to embrace and emulate these countercultural qualities ourselves, to keep being a part of the change that's happening in the world around us. If you are excited about this sermon series, I'm going to squash it right now. It is really challenging to lead like Jesus. And while it could absolutely bring more life and love and peace and goodness and hope into our communities, that doesn't mean it will be widely accepted. There will be pushback. There will be struggle. There certainly was for Jesus. There will be exhaustion when it feels like the needle isn't moving fast enough or at all. But friends, the leadership of this world isn't working, so it's worth trying something else, yes? We know that Jesus' leadership works. It changed his disciples from a posture of fear, individualism, and scarcity thinking to boldly sharing God's compassion and justice with everyone who would listen. It infused Peter, foot in his mouth, Peter, with grace and a deeper understanding of forgiveness. It empowered Thomas to trust again. It completely overhauled Paul from a violent and judgmental leader to one of expansive welcome and humility. Paul used to rely on his own credentials to make his way in the world, but after Jesus, his main message was to be imitators of me as I am of Christ. This is what Jesus' leadership does for us and through us. And if we see that change in our own lives, it makes sense that we'd want more of it. It makes sense that despite the challenge, and this is why you should still get excited for this sermon series, that we too would want to be imitators of Christ. And the best news is that precisely because our leader, Jesus, is so different from the rest of the world, he keeps leading us wonderfully, graciously, as we try to lead. We need not fear that our leader will abandon or shame or harm us. In fact, I want us to lean into another understanding of the term Lord. I just learned this week, and I'm so glad. In Old English, Lord means bread keeper. It referred to a leader who was expected to provide food for their followers. Expected. not asked or encouraged, expected. Jesus, the bread of life, is the kind of Lord and leader who doesn't hoard what he has, but gives it away lavishly to make sure that all have what they need for abundant life. The bread keeper, the bread giver, stays with us, encourages us, forgives us when we fall back into the leadership models around us, because Jesus deeply loves those he leads. We don't have to prove anything to him. We don't have to earn his good favor. We are already living in it. So instead, we strive to emulate him because we know it's in our best interest. It's in the best interest of the world around us. Bread for the hungry. Leadership for those desperate to follow something good. Let us follow Jesus, friends, that we might begin to lead like him for the sake of the world. Amen. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you for Jesus, who was not afraid to get his hands dirty, who knelt down and washed his friend's feet to show us a better way. Because God, there has to be a better way. Help us to keep our eyes on our leader. Give us what we need to lead like him in the days and weeks ahead. In Jesus' name.